This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Farm bill heads to full house. GT surprised by final tally. And groups clarify farm bill positions mid-debate. Key Democrat votes give farm bill a bipartisan push. Early this morning, Republicans pushed their farm bill through the House Ag Committee after a rancorous debate that lasted more than 13 hours. In the end, the GOP won four crucial Democratic votes that ensure Republicans can now sell the bill as bipartisan. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse after the vote he didn't know if he would have any Democratic support for the bill until the final tally, much less four votes. The four Democratic votes were Don Davis of North Carolina, Yadira Karevo of Colorado, Eric Sorensen of Illinois, Sanford Bishop of Georgia. Keep in mind, the bill's ultimate fate remains in doubt. The earliest, Thompson says, he could get the bill on the House floor is September, but he says legislation should at least help lawmakers who are in tough reelection races. On the farm bill, he said, quote, I think there are a lot of members beyond the members on this committee that would like to be able to campaign the last 30 days. Senate Ag Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow of Michigan hasn't scheduled any action on a farm bill in her committee. The top Republican on the panel, John Bozeman of Arkansas, is expected to release a proposal similar to the House Ag Bill after the upcoming Memorial Day recess. You can read our full report on the committee's markup at AgriPulse.com. Mid-debate, groups clarify positions on the farm bill. The breadth of support for the House Ag Farm Bill was subject to a bit of exaggeration during the committee's debate. At one point, Representative Don Bacon of Nebraska read off a list of groups that organized or endorsed the legislation as publicized by House Republicans in a press release on Tuesday. One of the groups Bacon mentioned, however, the Food and Agriculture Climate Alliance, or FACA, asked reporters to be precise in describing its position, which did not constitute an endorsement. Another group he mentioned, the National Farmers Union, also took note, saying it had not endorsed the bill. And the Environmental Defense Fund, a founding member of FACA, said Bacon had been, quote, incorrect in saying FACA backed the bill and noted EDF opposes it. In the statement it resent to reporters during the markup, FACA, founded by the American Farm Bureau Federation, National Farmers Union, Environmental Defense Fund, and the Nature Conservancy, said, quote, it welcomes the release of the bill, but added, quote, one of FACA's core principles is bipartisanship. We urge Chairman Thompson and Ranking Member Scott, as well as Senate Agriculture Committee leadership, to find common ground and finalize a bipartisan farm bill by the end of the year. The FACA press release Bacon appeared to be citing said industry and stakeholder groups from across the country have come out in support of the legislation and then listed, quote, a sampling of quotes offering praise and support for the bill. The National Farmers Union also issued a statement making it clear that it had not endorsed the bill either. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Some salty language at the committee markup. House Ag members didn't mince words while discussing the farm bill legislation proposed by Chairman Glenn Thompson. Florida Republican Kat Kamick found inspiration in the barnyard in criticizing Democrats' complaints that their priorities are not addressed in the bill. She said the bill's base text, quote, includes over 40 Democrat-led initiative. Kamik said, quote, to say that this is not a bipartisan bill when you know full well that this bill includes your requested priorities. Well, back home, we call that chicken shit. Earlier in the discussion, Representative Jim McGovern, one of the most outspoken Democrats on the committee, said the bill is, quote, a win for people with luxury beachfront properties and fancy high-rise apartments who make their money screwing over our family farmers. That's who benefits the most from this bill, the rich and the powerful, and it's a damn shame. He said the bill has no chance of becoming law, adding that when it goes to the Looney Tunes on the House Rules Committee, this awful bill will become awfuler. And yes, the term for cattle manure was also used during the debate. Bird flu activists interrupt proceedings. Activists opposed to the federal funding for poultry producers to destroy their bird flu infected flocks interrupted yesterday's proceedings. It was just the latest event they attended to criticize what they call the bird flu bailout. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has spent more than $1 billion to compensate producers since 2022. They also appeared at the Food Safety Summit in Chicago recently, and before that, the USDA's Ag Outlook Forum, where they were escorted out after interrupting Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. ITC advances 2,4-D investigation. The International Trade Commission has advanced an investigation into whether the low-priced imports of 2,4-D from China and India have harmed Corteva Agriscience. The ITC has concluded there is a reasonable indication that an industry in the United States is materially injured by imports, the commission says in a Federal Register notice that's published today. As a result of the commission's decision to move forward, the Commerce Department will continue its investigations of imports of 2,4-D from China and India, with its preliminary countervailing duty determinations due on or about June 27th, and its preliminary anti-dumping duty determinations due on or about September 10th. Well, here's today's He Said It. This is the very important first step, and I think it's important to try to signal that it is important for us to get a strong bipartisan farm bill. That's what the American people deserve. That's Representative Don Davis, one of the four Democratic votes for the House Ag Farm Bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 24th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Chuck Allen.